Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the charming children's book, The Magic Stones by Graham and Noor, Molly and Pete go in search of a cave their fathers had often spoke of, but have never been able to find. They find the cave and their way to a second cave, in which they see a very dark pond and large flowers all around that seem to glitter. And within the flowers, tiny fairies sleep. Graham and Noor, Randy McKinnon, was born and raised in Norway, came to the United States in 1959, worked her way up the ladder in the food service industry from dishwasher to chef and master baker, retired after 44 years. Thinking retirement was boring, she turned to her favorite hobby, writing. Enrolled in a course in learning how to write books, chose children's literature, and then set out to write. Barbara didn't want to write just everyday stories, so she chose tales from her childhood, stories that her grandmother had told her. They tell of trolls, dragons, fairies, and other magical creatures. Her books have a moral written into the pages. Randy McKinnon, pen name Graham and Noor, author of The Magic Stones, is our guest on This Week in America. Randy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
I love what you've done with this series. The book is under the name Graham and Noor, and that's N-O-R, and all of this available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'll give you the website and other information as we go through the program. Let's go back and talk about this inspiration to write, something you've wanted to do for years. Retirement was boring. This came about. Talk about the process of deciding how to write children's stories and come up with the magical stones.
I decided to start writing because every time I wrote a letter to one of my relatives or friends, they called it book edition. So I thought, well, I'll just pick it up from there with a fun way of doing. And I decided to write children's books because I identify with children a lot. I can go in and talk to them on their level. So I did.
That thought, because you've done such an excellent job with The Magic Stones, and then we'll talk about relating to children and knowing exactly what it is in their young imaginations that you can take them on these magical journeys. Finish that thought about working with children and writing the book.
Yeah, children they have a way about them that so many adults do not understand. Teachers does, especially the teachers for the first, second, and third grade. And I've spoken with them. And it is fun. And I decided to introduce them to trolls, because over here in United States, trolls are bad. Trolls are mean. They will kill you if they see you. Well, no, not so.
Well, it's interesting because many of the things, as you mentioned, that we've sort of grown up maybe with a little fear here in our country, in your country where you grow up, that really wasn't the case, was it?
No. No, it was not. Of course, now, some trolls we have been taught to fear because they will bring you to their lair, their home, and make you work, and instead of food, they will beat you. And this is what we have been taught. But others, no, not so much. They'll come and play with you when you're out there, if you are alone out there playing in the field as a child. They will come and play with you. And sometimes their mother, the troll queen, will come. And if she comes, there'll be trouble. You will disappear from the realm.
Ooh, interesting, interesting. And yeah, you can follow all of this imagination that that Randy has, Graham and Noor, that's G-R-A-N-D-M-A, Graham and Noor, N-O-R. The book is The Magic Stones. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. The website is Randy, R-A-N-D-I-N, McKinnonBooks.com. A lot to remember. We'll have that up on our website. You can go directly to her website and get all of the information there as well. Talk about children today, and so many we see and hear, the computer time is something that everybody's concerned about. They're spending way too much time on the computer. Can be good time on the computer, can be bad time. There's something, and we both grew up in a different era, didn't we, where books were sort of that entry we had into the magical kingdom, all of this going on in the world. It's good to pick up a book and use your imagination, isn't it?
Very, very good. The imagination is not being used. It's been laid to rest today. And I think that is bad news because children don't know the first thing about imagination. Or a lot of them do not, because they sit with their computers and their all that little stuff. And I think it's terrible because their brain is virtually unused.
I'm going to blame something else on computers, and that's kids don't really get outside like they used to. And as we're walking sometimes, and like late afternoon, early evening, I can remember as a child, they had to come find me to get me inside at the end of the day. Now you don't see kids out playing as much, and they don't really understand nature, and you open up nature to them. You really get them taking a whole different look at outdoors, about nature, don't you?
Yes, I do, because as a child, I did not have siblings. I didn't have any neighbors close by, only one neighbor, and I had to walk quite a ways to get there. And so I was left to my own, and I had to make do with little rocks that were sheep and cows that were something else, and I would make my whole farm of rocks and pieces of wood and twigs and all that stuff. And yeah, my mother would find me there hours after I had gone from the house.
And you sort of lose track of time, don't you? You're there and all of a sudden it's like time to go home and do homework or go to bed and start all over tomorrow. But you lose track of time.
Yes, you do, and all of a sudden the sun is going down, and you better skedaddle home because that's when the trolls come out.
Well, then you got the trolls that enter into the picture. So, see, it's all tied together. The book is The Magic Stones. Graham and Noor is the author and our guest on the program. That's N-O-R. The book opens up so many avenues for kids, and one being giving them an appreciation for nature and the world around us. Let's talk about, I mentioned in the beginning that you've got a lesson in there as well. This is not just a book that entertains. It's a delightful story, a charming story, but lessons, you don't just write to fill the page with words. Everything has a meaning. Talk about the sort of the themes you've incorporated in The Magic Stones.
I have incorporated, there is a meaning, yes, that the children has to be aware of what's going on around them and in their heart and in their body, and listen to the family, listen to the parents, because there is a message conveyed from the parents without speaking.
The book is so much, and if you're reading this to the child, I always like this in a book. If there's something there that you can share as you're reading the book and guide the children with their imagination as you're reading, if they're reading to you, if you're reading along with them, all of these themes that are there are obvious as you're reading and you can reinforce as you're talking to the child. The specific book is The Magic Stones. Graham and Noor, N-O-R, is the author and our guest on the program. Talk about the illustrations, because it's almost like watching a cartoon. I mean, you see these animated characters come alive on the page with the beautiful text that you have. Talk about illustrating this book and finding the right person that really brings to life your words.
Yeah, that was fun, I thought. A little frustrating as well, because what I wanted in the pages as illustrations was not necessarily what the illustrator wanted. And the illustrator was not from this continent. And I was very frustrated. We went back and forth in the email 7 times before I finally said, all right. because they didn't understand. My stories are set in the 30s, 1930s, and they didn't understand what is called a pinafore. Do you know what it's called?
Oh,
what
I've heard that mentioned. Yeah, it's a dress, right?
It's an apron.
An apron, okay.
Yeah.
I was close.
They did not know what a pinafore was.
Well, and they didn't look it up. I mean, it's probably in a dictionary somewhere to understand that. So they didn't. You were speaking a different language to them, obviously.
Indeed. Indeed, I was. And I finally, well, I call it to lower myself, which is not very nice. But I had to sit down and explain word by word. And then it worked. But other than that, the illustrations of the trolls, for example, they didn't know how to do that either. And I tried to explain as much as I could, possibly, what the troll boy was supposed to look like, what the troll queen is supposed to look like, how she changes over the pages. And I finally got it. But it was quite an ordeal.
You can write
to have that done.
Write a book just talking about how to communicate with illustrators. But the end result, thankfully for your persistence, the end result is a book that's receiving 5-star reviews, excellent reviews, for The Magic Stones by Graham and Noor. I want to talk about, I got them into the cave, and they were into the cave, and there were flowers and tiny fairies sleeping. A Satin Fairy Cries is where it continues. And then we get to I want to ask you about that in the title, The Magic Stones, without giving a whole lot away about the book. What's the meaning of the title?
The Magic Stones is what the girl receives in the cave from the fairies. And those stones are magic. Because when it is tears from the fairies, and the story goes, if a fairy cries and the tear lands on the ground, it turns into a diamond. And that's where the magic stone comes in.
Magic Stones is the name of the book, Graham and Noor, N-O-R. Was this a story that was told to you as a child, or maybe parts of it that you put together for this story?
Yes, it was. And I just did remember just bits and pieces of it that my grandmother told me. And so my fertile mind took the rest of it away.
Well, see, that's the key to this thing. When kids read, all of a sudden their fertile mind, the fertile part kicks in, and all of a sudden their imagination is coming up with all these ideas. And especially for kids who are reading this, who this is a whole new world for them, and it just has to be really such a joy to take a child there where they can get lost in this world that you've created in the Magic Stones. You've got another book, Katie and the Troll Queen. Talk about that.
Katie and the Troll Queen is an entirely different story. That deals with what I actually grew up with, trolls, because that's where they come from. They come from Norway, despite what some people might think they come from another country, but they do come from Norway. That's where they were sprouted from. We actually have a mountain that's called the Troll Mountain.
Interesting.
And, so there is a lot of stories that goes on about trolls, but I like this one. And where Katie goes out to pick berries and she meets up with the Troll Queen. The Troll Queen appears to her as a beautiful, beautiful woman, with hair clear down to her ankles, black curly hair. The only distinction you can tell that she isn't a real, honest-to-goodness person is that she has one eyebrow that reaches across both eyes. But if you look into her eyes, you will become petrified. You'll turn to stone. So you don't look into her eyes, because the eyes are gorgeous, gorgeous, dark blue like ocean.
Oh, yes. Well, it sounds like Katie and the Troll Queen, another excellent book for the family library, along with, of course, the magic stones that we're talking about. What are you working on now? What projects are you working on?
I have several manuscripts laying that deals with insects and birds and things like that. But I don't know. I'm getting to the age where I'm becoming lazy. And I just want to sit.
Well, just, with all you've got going, I would say retirement has moved out of that boring category into something that's quite satisfying. That has to be fun for you to write the books and to get the feedback from people you don't even know who are reading the books, their kids are reading the books and enjoy them. How much fun has been turning your retirement into this this hobby that you had for writing?
Well, it's been a work of love and frustration and nail biting.
Oh, yes.
But all in all, it's been fun.
No, it's interesting because you take what's fun, something that you've enjoyed all of your life, writing, and suddenly you're a published author now, and you talk about with the illustrator, all the conversations to get the illustrations right so they adequately, appropriately were able to enhance the text of the Magic Stones. And publishing the book is a real, you got to be a businesswoman, don't you, to actually get through the publishing process?
Well, a lot of sharp talk.
Yes, okay, we'll leave it at that. Leave it at that. You need to be able to sort through all of that to get it done, and you've been able to successfully do that. The book is The Magic Stones, Graham and Noor, that's N-O-R, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Give this to you again, and it's a mouthful. So if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to find it. Randy is A-R-N-D-I, N as in Nancy, McKinnon, M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N, books.com. And that will have all the information there, a nice video information on both the books. You can order both of the books there as well. Information there on Randy as well and her background and why this project has been so important. I'm thinking your grandmother would be quite proud of you taking these stories and turning them into published books in the United States. How do you think she would feel about what you've done with the stories and the seed that she planted in your imagination to tell stories?
She'd probably sit in her rocking chair and smile.
You know, as you talk about that, I don't even know your grandmother, but I can see a grandmother sitting in there and going, you know what, Randy, nice job. You really did that well. She should be proud. And the book, this one is The Magic Stones, Katie and the Troll Queen, also available. Both those on the Randy's website. We'll give you that. It's all on our website and Amazon.com, the best place to go. Once you get there, if you just click on author, that'll take you to Katie and the Troll Queen there as well. And Graham and Noor is N-O-R. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. And you've earned some laziness for a while, but when you're ready for the next book, let me know and we'll talk about it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
It has been a pleasure. Graham and Noor, N-O-R. The book is The Magic Stones. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.